So, Ian, if an animal transitions, what takes place with that, within that animal?
It shifts. When the creator touches something, anything, it has to acquiesce. So if it has to be fleeted, it flees. If it has to be acquiesced or retrieved, it's retrieved. If it's dead and it's touched by the creator, it lives again. Life can be breathed in by the creator. That's what Carolyn was trying to portray, and has. She actually has. Now, she's fun with it because she won't let you play with her over it, but she likes to play. Does that make sense? She wants you to get it, but just get it and get on with it. That's the point.
So what do you mean when the creator touches the animal, it begins to breathe? It's like...
It brings life. The beast responds to God. We're trying to convince you you're God. That's what she's trying to do. Because, see, she can make you whole. Carolyn can make you whole. There's no question of that. But if she's making you whole just so you can be sick again, so you can be made whole again, she's like, fuck that noise. I got better things to do. You see?
Mm-hmm.
But she'll make you whole. She loves that. But it's not so you can just get back sick again and come back and make me whole again.
Okay.
Did you listen to Naaman? Did you listen to Naaman? We put it on the playlist.
Naaman? No.
Yes.
Did you add that to one of your playlists that you have
already? It's on all of them. It's on all of them. Naaman. Bart will put it up. Daddy Rambo sing it. Bart's good.
Okay.
Naaman. Come on, Bart. What are you doing?
So those are the beasts that I guess you're saying that Lazarus Project can be performed on them if we touch them. They come back.
That's in Buddha. That's in Budapest. Yeah, Bob did that already. Bob's an old soul. Bob's an old soul. He fucked Budapest up. He's a Budapester.
Mm-hmm.
Bart, we don't need the link, darling. We need the words.
And
he's coming. Okay, typing. Okay. It's good. He's laughing. It's spelled N-A-A-M-A-N, Naaman.
Okay. I asked if you can put Idumea up on the Sacred Harp playlist.
It's on.
Oh, it is? Okay. I was listening to that playlist today. But, Ian, what about those little beasts that are not, pets? They're the outside, the ones who live outside, not the domestic ones. The squirrels, the pigeons, what have you, the ones who live outside. Once they pass away or transition and... What happens to them? Like, what takes place? What leaves their body or anything like that? I mean, it can happen to all animals.
The orchid blooms so you can enjoy it, and then it withers the same way.
But, the soul, it's not like they have a soul. Do they have a soul?
Nope, they do not.
Yeah, because nothing is being recorded for them. So once they transition...
Nothing to record. There's nothing to record. All they want to do is nut and breed and go and nut and breed and go and nut and breed and go and eat and nut and breed and go and get their... And lick their genitalia if they can, see?
So what happens to them once they transition? Like, what
nothing,
leaves?
They just,
what stops
what happens,
working for them?
What happens to the wheat after the sheaf falls off of the grain? What happens to it? It's saved or moved or lost or rots and makes more seed. Or it's put in a tomb and waits for eternity to be. Just a cycle.
So animals are not eternal, right?
No, but they can be. They can
be. Some are and some are not. The ones that are eternal.
No, some can. Not that some are. Some can.
It's up to them to decide?
Nope. It's up to God to decide.
Okay.
Are we humans the God that decides?
Well, if you embrace it that you're a God, some haven't embraced that they're God yet. Godly.
Yeah. Okay.
But once you hit it, then all of a sudden you solve it. It's very easy. And you're right. Then there's no more initiation.
So if you're a God and you want your pet to survive with you, then you can make that happen. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes. And that's a representation of, a good representation of the word that y'all been using wrong forever and ever and ever, which is reincarnation. A pet can come back as another pet. That's the reincarnation part that they say humans do that they don't do. That's why the Dalai Lama connects. That's why the Dalai Lama connects always back to meticulous things that the other Dalai Lama owned, that the new Dalai Lama would know that that's the Dalai Lama's stuff.
Yeah. So mixed up about reincarnation because they didn't know it was about animals, and that's where we start thinking, I'll come back as a snail. That's awesome.
I'll come back as a dog or a cockroach or a stallion or something with great big genitalia.
Right. But humans can't do that. They can't come back as another animal. They can only come back as another human being.
Well, if you didn't have eternity, yes, you could. But you have eternity, and you can't get out. You can't overcome eternity. If you could, you could, but you can't. You only have one eternity, but it's a really, really long time.
Mm-hmm. When they transition and go into that gulf and then they come back, they can come
beasts
back.
Beasts don't go to the gulf. Beasts don't go to the gulf.
No, not the beasts, but when humans...
Humans no longer go to the gulf. That's over. That's closed.
That's completely
closed. They're just dumped
closed.
Out there. Those demonic forces are turned loose in the earth now. Since Bob had the cookie problem at CERN, they've opened the horse swallowing black holes. So it's all open now.
Is Bob going to close that hole anytime soon? Or is anyone going to close it?
No, he won't even, he won't even acknowledge that it was he that did it. So it's going to play hell trying to get him to, fix it. They've got a boob tube about the cloud that he caused, you know, like in the Squidbillies of God's Bro.
Yeah.
That episode of God's Bro, it's like that. They even had the cloud over CERN and everything. It was perfect. They had little squids running around all over the earth. It was perfect. Yes, it was. There's a boob tube about it. Bart's good. He'll find that for you.
The Squidbillies one? Yeah, I think I've seen that.
Oh, no. No, you have, but there's the real thing over CERN once Bob opened the horse swallowing black hole.
The round circle, I've seen that.
Yeah, that's right. Well, then you've seen it. See, you're good at this, too, so.
Yeah, but I was wondering if all hellish people are coming through it, if Bob's going to close it any time.
No, he's not. Okay. He won't even acknowledge that it is. They're talking about mittens. They're talking about mittens. It's so funny.
Animals can come back as another animal, but when they leave, where do they go?
They don't really leave. Their essence is.
So I know there's no time, but what, like, within...
Snake, birds, flies, rabbits, dogs, and they lick, dogs lick too. And so their nature is their nature.
So we shouldn't feel bad when we see like a roadkill
or something dead on the road. They wanted to go out at the top of their game. They didn't want to lie with tubes up their nose in some veterinarian's office recovering from whole plasma injections and chemotherapy and leukemia treatments and all the pills and all the yuckiness and the IVs and all that stuff. Yeah, they don't like it like that. They want to go at the top of their game.
Great, but
sorry
once
for
they
all
go
the
out...
veterinarian, the hospital veterinarian list. You don't have to save them. Move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but once they go
but that's
back,
what we say
him...
to, but that's what we say to Carolyn too. We say the same thing to Carolyn. It's quit spending so much time on the dying. Let's get to the living. And she giggles. She loves them though. She loves everybody. She helps everybody. She does. She really does. She cares. Unlike most of you all, she actually genuinely cares, and that's good. It's just her blessing and her curse. And she's getting over it. She's soon going to let them go. It's going to be easy. She'll get on with the good parts then. It's good. We'll move her up to the God force rather than the little man's bank.
Mm-hmm. She's very good. That's true. And so once the animal leaves their meat sack and comes back, you know, as another animal, the humans are stuck with their meat sack. They come back and reappear anywhere?
Like, well, you do anyway. You do anyway. See, that's the point. You do anyway. It's like a coffee enema. It hits you where you go.
So can we say animals have many lives? Like they come back, they live, they have one.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. That's the example of reincarnation. That's what we said. So we ask and answer, darling.